Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So pleased to be joined by one of the new exciting talents in Major League Soccer. He is Aliyu Ibrahim. Aliyu, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Glavin. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you too. So I wanted to take you into areas about your career so people can learn a little bit more about you. Tell me about your football influences growing up in Nigeria.
Yeah, I was in Nigeria back in the days playing for academy, you know, and I played for a national team under 20. And from there, I went to Croatia, the Lokomotiv Zagreb.
Aliyu Ibrahim joining us here. So when you grew up, did you know of all these famous Super Eagles, you know, the JJ Okochas, the Kanu? I mean, I'm assuming you knew all these guys.
Yeah, I heard about them. They were great players. You know, they play really good for, they helped the Nigerian national team. And yeah, I heard a lot about them.
So when I look at you, when I see Nigerians, I always see people that are smiling and happy people. They seem very happy. Is that how you play your football also?
Yeah, we are happy, you know. We always smile. And it's good to be happy.
Is it important to be happy when you play football?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So let's talk. And again, we're talking to Aliyu Ibrahim. So when you go to Lokomotiva in Croatia, boy, this is a big change from Nigeria to go to Croatia, right?
Yeah, it is. Big one.
How challenging was it? And what were some of the things that were difficult to maybe get used to?
Of course, the weather, you know, is very cold. And I'm not used to that. In Nigeria, is very hot. A little bit difficult, you know. The only thing is the weather.
How about the food and the culture and the type of football? Was it much different?
Yeah, it is different, but the food, I think the food is not like so much different because they have a pasta, they have a rice, and we do have that in Nigeria. So, yeah.
He's new signing Aliyu Ibrahim. He has been scoring goals in the Open Cup. He will be looking forward to scoring more in Major League Soccer. Winger or striker, which is your favorite position? Central or wide?
Center. That's my natural position since when I was in Nigeria. You know, when I went to Croatia, like, they saw I'm a bit fast, and they said, okay, we can use him as a right winger, you know, and that's how I start playing from the wing.
When you were in Croatia, were the defenders tough? What did you learn from playing against, you know, Eastern European defenders?
Yeah, they are pretty good, you know. Yeah. Of course, you know, sometimes it's difficult to play against some defenders. Sometimes it's easier, you know. That's how the game is.
Were they physical over there, like MLS?
Yes, they are. They are.
How do you handle a physical defender? What can you do when somebody's obviously trying to put you off your game mentally and physically, you know, by kicking you and things? How do you handle that?
I think the only thing I can do is if he's more stronger than me, the only thing I can do is to run with him, you know. It's better to take the ball in space and run. He cannot, if he's not faster, then it's easier for me if I'm faster than him. Yeah.
He's Aliyu Ibrahim. So you've only been here a short amount of time. You fit in very quickly. You adapted very quickly, which I would maybe think since you've already had the experience of going to Croatia. What are your thoughts on Major League Soccer and the type of play comparatively to Croatia, and how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, there's so many good teams here, so many good players, and is a good league, you know, and I'm happy with my teammates, and they understand me very quick, and I get to understand them like very quick. So that's, I think, easier for me to play in the team.
He's Aliyu Ibrahim. He's played for the youth national team of Nigeria, the Super Eagles. We got a big Nigerian community in Houston. I'm waiting for the flags to come at the Dynamo home games with Nigerian flags down there. So I'm looking forward to seeing that for you when you're playing. If I speak to you about the upcoming big announcement which came out, Lionel Messi coming to Major League Soccer, is that something that is exciting for you to potentially play against him?
It is, of course, it is. He's, I think, the best player in the world, and to play against Messi is something that I'm looking for. You know, I'm very excited, you know, to
Were
play.
you surprised when you heard he was coming, or did you think it was going to happen? Just curious.
I'm surprised, of course, and you know, when he's coming, and I feel like I'm happy to see Messi. And I play the league, like I'm playing in the same league with Lionel Messi. He's, something that I'll be excited with.
Yeah, I think there's a few players around the league who are going to be thinking about that. And then you think of all the attention that will come to the league because of Messi's here, and all of you guys will get that attention as well.
Yeah, of course. So many people will watch the league, and yeah.
Now, were you aware before you came to Houston, and we're talking to Aliyu Ibrahim, the Dynamo striker, were you aware of the amount of people from Nigeria that are in Houston?
Yeah, I heard about that. There is a lot of Nigerians here. I had like, I don't know, 100 and something. I don't know, like 100,000, 50,000 Nigerians here.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Big numbers.
Yeah.
Talking about the Dynamo this year, very good at home, struggles on the road. What do you think the road problems are in Major League Soccer play?
I really don't know. I cannot say anything about the
It's hard
the
to
only thing
put a
is,
finger on it, right? It's hard to figure out.
yeah, I cannot say anything, but the only thing is to focus and concentrate, you know, to give everything when we're going to away games, and that's important things, you know,
Yep.
try and get some points away.
Aliyu, when we talk about the upcoming season and the way it's been going and your adaptation to it, are you settled? Are you settled in the community? I mean, it's hard when you get here right away, you're thrust into training, you're trying to figure out where to live and all of that. Has that been challenging, or is that all settled now for you?
Yeah, everything is settled now. Yeah, it's not too much difficult, but yeah, it's okay. I'm settled now.
You're comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do too much more, but I look at your movement, and obviously you're a threat to get behind people vertically. You run these channels beautifully. You can get turned and get your own shot off. You've got a lot of great qualities that have been so exciting to watch. How important is the amount of runs that you make and the quality of them? Because you seem to be able to make a lot more runs than the normal person to receive the ball and be a target for, Hector, Coco, and Amin.
Yeah, that's my style of play. That's how I know how to, you know, the easier way to play for me is to make the runs, you know. And there is a lot of space, and the coach also wants me to do that, and it's good for me to be doing it in every game.
Can you see in a game when you're making a lot of these runs that it wears on the defender mentally? Oh, here he goes again,
Yeah, of course, they will be like, you know, they'll be tired, you know. Sometimes defenders will be like, I'm running all the time, and sometimes they'll get tired, and it's good for me to be doing that always.
Aliyu, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it. Pleasure to meet you. Look forward to seeing continued success for you, both personally and the Dynamo. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you too. That is the Dynamo striker. He is Aliyu Ibrahim. He comes over from Lokomotiva in Croatia. Excellent player, and I think a bright future in Major League Soccer. One to definitely come down to the stadium and see.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.